So a little more about the nominative case, about the definite and indefinite articles. And we've talked about these already in last week's lesson. So just like with the pronouns, the definite articles, the words for the, and the indefinite articles, the words for a or an, can change according to the case. So far, you've only met definite and indefinite articles in the nominative case, and I just want to go over those. The nominative definite articles are for the masculine, der, feminine, die, neuter, das, and the plural is die. Those all mean the. The indefinite articles in the nominative case, and again, these all mean a or an, the masculine is ein, the feminine is eine, the neuter is ein, and there isn't really a plural of a. So, for example, if I say der Mann, that means the man. If I say die Frau, means the woman. If I say das Kind, the child. Now, die, again, is the same for all of the genders. Die Männer, die Frauen, die Kinder, the men, the women, the children. For our indefinite articles, a or an, depending on what it would be in English, the masculine is ein, the feminine is eine, and the neuter is ein. They all mean a. So if I said a man, I would say ein Mann. If I said a woman, I would say eine Frau. If I said a child, I would say ein Kind.